I'm Father Jim Kewen. I've come every once in a while to help out in this beautiful parish. So I'm very pleased to be with you celebrating this Mass today with and for you and for God. We heard in today's Gospel, I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. And unless your holiness surpasses the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I'd like to begin with this little story. Gus and Bernie were partners in a butcher shop. They had been in business together for many years. They were very successful. Then Bernie got very interested in religion. He took the required inquiry classes and soon joined the local parish. Bernie became very enthusiastic about his new faith and urged Gus to come to church as well. But his partner quickly refused. Look, Bernie, the partner said, if I would get religion too, who is going to weigh the meat? In this little story, Gus knows and believes that religion is much more than simply membership in a certain church or participation in a certain set of rituals. Gus knows that the practice of authentic religion, which is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel, is centered on the heart and on the soul. A true living out of religion should guide every decision and choice we make. That is why Gus knows if he joins a religion, he has to accept it and live it completely and wholeheartedly. And so, if, as Gus says, he gets religion, he is going to have to be honest in all aspects of his life. And that means that he cannot fudge or cheat when he is weighing the meat. Now, according to Jesus in today's gospel, it is the conscience of our souls that is decisive in determining right and wrong. Accordingly, our faithfulness to reciting certain prayers is meaningless if selfishness and hatred separate us from our families and our friends. And anger is more than just an emotion. It is the beginning of a very potentially destructive chain of events in human relationships. And sins of a sexual nature cannot be dismissed as mere failings when the result might be the degradation of another's dignity. And so in this gospel, Jesus is not speaking of rules and regulations. He is going way beyond that. He's going beyond the letter of the law. He says, the values of the spirit of love and humility endow all just laws with their life and their meaning. For what else are the laws of God, says St. Augustine, but they are the very presence of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus, in today's gospel, is proposing to all of us a radical way of thinking and acting. Jesus is saying that he is not only in our souls, but that he is also present in our neighbor's souls. Therefore, it is not enough to refrain from murder. One must refrain from anger as well. And it is not sufficient to avoid adultery. One must refrain from lustful thoughts as well. And so to control one's temper is basically to acknowledge the dignity of others and thus to discover in them the presence of Christ. And to disavow the view of a woman as a sex object is to discover her dignity as made in the image and likeness of God. And to reject abortion is to affirm the uniqueness and sacredness of all human life, from conception through natural death, and to see the presence of God the Creator in all life. And to obey traffic laws because of concern for one's neighbor, and not because of the threat of penalties, is to experience what it means to recognize the presence of Jesus in oneself and in others. And since God made us all good and honest to begin with, we need to let our yes mean yes, and our no mean no, for anything other than honesty and goodness is from the evil one. And so today's gospel is an expectation that our holiness and our response to God's commandments will surpass the attitudes and actions of the scribes and Pharisees. In other words, we are to go far beyond the letter of the law to the spirit which God intends. And the reason for our living in the spirit of the law is expressed by God in next Sunday's first reading in Leviticus, where God says, "We must be holy as God is holy." And in the gospel for next Sunday, Jesus says, "We must be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect." Amen.